Thank you, listeners. Thank you, viewers, for tuning in to another episode of the Tamra Tamu Show, where dreams have no filter. Welcome. So, this podcast, this YouTube channel is for you. If you are tired of having yourself, putting yourself in a holding pattern, instead of following joy to embrace the life that you truly want. Okay. If that is you, if you are tired of telling yourself that it's too late, this episode, this channel, this podcast is for you. So thank you for joining me here. So today I want to continue our talk on fear. So the last episode, which I believe it was 3 days, 4 days now, 4 days ago, we talked about the fear of failure. So if you haven't watched that episode yet, I encourage you to listen, catch up on that episode before, and then come back. Don't forget to come back to this episode, but listen or watch that episode first. Okay, so you can get caught up. So we talked about the fear of failure and being able to define failure and defining success for yourself. For yourself, not the definition someone gave you, not the definition that you think you should have, but the definition of both success and failure that align with you. So today's episode, I want to talk about other ways that fear can show up. So we know it can show up as a fear of failure. Another way, sneaky way, that fear can come through to keep us in a holding pattern, to keep us doing things that we don't want to do, to keep us in relationships that we really don't want, to keep us in businesses we don't want, to keep us in careers we no longer want, to keep us in a holding pattern from fulfilling our truest essence, for being living in our true form, is procrastination. Procrastination is the core of procrastination is fear. Okay, so let's just kind of break that down. So simply put, and I didn't do, if you've been listening or watching, I love words. So I like to look at the definition and base of words. I didn't do that this time. But to just simplify what procrastination is, it's hesitation. Hesitation. All right, so you can say, throughout this episode, I'll say procrastination, I'll say hesitation, same thing. All right, so the first thing I want to talk about is why. Why do we procrastinate? Procrastination can feel safe. On the surface, it can feel safe. If we hesitate to do what we desire to do, we hesitate to say what we know what needs to be said. Our brain will tell us, our logical brain will say, well, if we hesitate, then we're safe. Safe from what? Well, safe from embarrassment. Safe from ridicule, safe from falling flat on our faces, safe from losing, whether it's losing something that we're used to, losing comfort, losing money, okay, losing time. That's what procrastination does. It's almost like a security blanket. But is it really? Is it safer to live a life? And listen, if I'm not saying that being comfortable in your life is wrong, okay? What I am saying is that, yes, you can be comfortable in life, but when you know that there is something more, when you know that there is an upgrade for you, why stay where you're at? If you can be comfortable where you're at, imagine if you allowed yourself to embrace that upgrade. Imagine if you could allow yourself to embrace that higher vision. comfort, that's your comfort would be off the chart. Okay, so imagine what your life could be if, you know, you're comfortable right now, but imagine if you go for what you want. Imagine what your life could be. So that was a side note. So back to procrastination and us using that as a security blanket. When that happens, well, first thing before I jump ahead, I want to go back to procrastination causes us to automatically think about all the quote, and I'm using air quotes. For those of you that are listening to the podcast, I'm using quotes when I say procrastination causes us to examine all of the bad things that could happen if we allow ourselves to embrace those goals, those new visions, those new dreams, instead of saying, we're so quick to say, well, if I try this and it doesn't happen, then what? We're very quick to do that. Instead of saying, wait a minute, if I try that and it works beyond what I can imagine, then what? Then what? And to be able to think on those terms, it takes practice. It takes asking that question consciously because our brains are, and I'm not going to even say that initially our brain was wired to be that way, but I'll say it like this: our brains get wired to automatically look for the negative that could happen if we step out of what we're used to, if we step out of our comfort zone. So that's what procrastination does. It puts us in a constant state of, well, if I try this, what is the bad thing that can happen? Okay, and it's a security thing. So if we can flip that and say, well, if I try this, what happens if I hit the $1 million? And I'm just using $1 million because we understand money and we understand $1 million. Even if we don't have it, we get it. You know, that's like the common dollar amount that people throw out. So I'm just doing that to simplify things. You know, what happens if I can, if I pursue this thing, and y'all know I don't like the term pursue, but if I embrace this new vision, if I can be the real estate investor that I want to be, what happens if I actually become the philanthropist that I want to be? So let's learn to flip that, okay? But when we get into the holding, into procrastination, it puts us into that holding pattern. All right. So another thing, and I'm looking down because I want to stay on task here because there's 3 points that I want to cover. So the next thing that procrastination does, so hesitation does, is that we start to lie to ourselves and say, well, I'm not working on, or I'm not really, you know, I have this vision here, but I'm just going to hold off for a minute because I need more information. Or I need more time to research. Or, you know, I want to read up on that first. I want to meet, you know, more people in that field before I do X, Y, and Z. You're lying to yourself when you do that. Okay? Let me just be very blunt. We lie to ourselves when we do that. You don't need any more information. You don't need to read another book before you take step X, Y, Z. You don't. You don't. Especially if you have had, and I've mentioned this before, I know that our life experiences give us the information and the guidance that we need to step toward that life that we really want. You don't need any more information. But when you hesitate and you procrastinate, that's what can happen. Then what happens when you have all of this information? You've got all of these strategies that someone told you that you have to implement. Then what happens? Then you start to overanalyze. And you know how messy that can be. I can give you some stories about how I have overanalyzed things and just made a complete mess of it, of things, okay? Because I overanalyzed. That's the second thing that procrastination can do. Also, procrastination can make a person look like they're busy. But busy does not equal joy. It does not equal being productive. It does not equal embracing your dreams. It does not equal embracing the vision that you want for yourself. Being busy just means that you're doing things. Think about this. Think about the last time that you said, let's say if you're watching this, you're a writer and you have this amazing story that you want to tell. And the minute you sit down or you make a decision first and you say, today I'm going to spend, I won't even put a time frame on it, but you make a decision and you say, today I'm going to write 3 chapters. And just think about how all of a sudden, then all these thoughts about, oh, well, you didn't call this person back. You didn't dry your socks. You got dishes in the sink. Oh, did you check your mail from 2 days ago? Oh, you got to go put gas in your car. Oh, you got to go buy groceries, or you have to call this person back. Though, if you did all of those things, yes, you would be busy doing things. Are all of those things that are bombarding your mind, are all of those aspects, those things valid? Yes. But you wouldn't think about none of that until you decided to sit down and write those 3 chapters. That's what I mean about how procrastination can look like production, or can look like, oh, you're so busy. Now, that was a small example of how we could spend a day, but think about how a day can turn into a month, can turn into 2 months, can turn into years. Because instead of us saying, you know what, I'm following joy. This is what my soul wants. I see the vision. I know it belongs to me. So these are the steps that I'm going to implement. This is what I feel guided to. So I'm going to take this action. But instead of doing that, we said, well, instead of taking that action toward what my soul wants, I'm going to fill it up with all these other things. Yeah, I look busy, and I've been busy for years. I've been busy for decades. But I haven't been productive. I haven't done X, Y, and Z to get me toward that higher vision that I have for my life. Oh, yeah, I'm busy. If someone were to ask me, how are you doing? Oh, yeah, I'm just busy. You know how you hear people say that? It has almost become a badge, like a badge of honor. I'm busy. But are you doing things that are bringing you joy? Are you doing things where you, at the end of the day, you can say, I did X, Y, and Z because I know that I'm worth that upgraded version of me that I see, that I can't get out of my vision, that I can't get out of my head. So let's do a recap. So fear can look like procrastination, aka hesitation. All right. Procrastination can be sneaky because it can look like safety. It can look like, oh, valuable information that you need to go and research. And it can appear to be to look busy. Like you can look like you're busy, but really you're just procrastinating. All right. So thank you for listening. Again, don't forget to go back to the episode before this about the fear of failure. Also, if you are watching me, don't forget to subscribe, like this channel. Oh, and turn on the notification bell so you can always know when I've uploaded a new video. And until next time, give me a comment. Send me a comment. Put comment. I can't even talk. Listen, I'm still trying to get used to doing recording a podcast episode and also uploading doing videos for my YouTube channel. So leave me a comment, okay? Let me know how this episode, how this information helps you. If you have a question, let me know what your question is about procrastination, about fear. And yeah, so thank you. That's it. Until next time, cheers.